Okay, we find ourselves on Daf Vav and Aleph. We're in the second wide line at the end of the line. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yiriya Amar. Now, you remember we were just talking about the city of Tveria, and we just said that Tveria is really Rakas. The Gemara asks, well, then why do they call Tveria Rakas? So the Gemara said they call Tveria Rakas because even people who are rake, even people who are empty, are the lesser citizens of Tveria, so they were filled with mitzvahs like Rimon. Now, Rabbi Yiriya Amar, Rabbi Yiriya says, the end of the second wide line, Rakas Shema, really the original name of the city was Rakas, not Tveria. Tveria. Why did they call it Tveria? Sheyosheves betibura shel Eretz Yisrael, because it sits in the middle, tibura, like the tibur, like the belly button of Eretz Yisrael. That's amazing, by the way. You realize what the Gemara is saying is that Tveria is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Look at the map of Israel today. Tveria is not in the middle. Tveria is on the western border, and Tveria is also close to the northern border. So you have to realize that biblical Israel was bigger because we had area on the east side of the Jordan River. So we went beyond the Kinneret, where Tveria is, out into Jordan, and also much further north, all the way up to the Euphrates, so that Tveria would have been much more in central Israel. Good. So, Rabba Omar, Rakas Shema, Velominikra Shema Tveria, really the name of the city was Rakas. And why did they call Rakas Tveria Shetova Re'iasa? Because it was very beautiful to look at. If you look in Tosas, he says there was gardens and pardesim and orchards, and so it was a very beautiful city, Tveria, and that's why they called it Tveria. Sorry, Rakas was a very beautiful city, and that's why they called it Tveria. Good, Omer Zeira. Zeira says, Kitron Zet Zipori. Really, Kitron and Zipori is the same city. Velumenik or Shemat Zipori. So why did they call Kitron Zipori? Sheyoshevis Birosh Ark It Zipor. Because it sits on the top of the mountain like a Zipor, like a bird would perch on top. The Kitron Zipori. Is it really possible that the city of Kitron is really Zipori? Va Kitron Bechelko Shon Zvulun Havia, because Kitron was found originally in the area of Zvulun. Tichsiv Zvulun lo horish es yoshvei Kitron v'yes yoshvei Nahalol, because the tribe of Zvulun, when they came into the land of Israel, this is a pasuk in Shoftim, they didn't drive out the inhabitants of Kitron and Nahalol. Rashi says instead they allowed them to stay there and they collected from them tax. Uzvulun misraim al midosav, and Zvulun was upset about the land that he got. Shenemar Zvulun am cheirep nafshalamus, because Zvulun was a tribe that was willing to give itself to die. It's talking about really in battle, but the Gemara is about the darshan, the pasuk, that it was embarrassing for Zvulun. Matam, what were they embarrassed about? Mishum de Naftali, and the Naftali, sorry, Amarome Sada, because Naftali had lush fields. Omar Zvulun Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tribe of Zvulun said to God, Ribono Shalom, he said, God, La'achai nasata lahem sados ukramim, you gave my brothers fields and vineyards, Vilina sata har mugvos, and I have mountains and valleys. It's not good for agriculture. La'achaina satalem artsos, my brothers, they got land. Vilina satayamim and aros, and I have lakes and the rivers. Omar, Omarlo, God said to him, Kulan Srichan Lacha, listen, Zvulun, everybody's gonna need you, Al Yadei Chilazon, because you have some really good commodities in your land. For example, the Chilazon, Shinemar, Amim Har Yikro, Sfune Tmunecho. Tani, Rabbi Yosef learned, Sfune Ze Chilazon. That's talking about the Chilazon. Tmune, what's hidden, Zutoris. Rashi says it's a kind of fish. I don't know, Rashi says Tunina. I don't know if that's a tuna fish, I'm not really sure, but it's a kind of fish. And chos chus levana, the sand of Zvulun is very precious because it's used to make good glass. Amarle, so they have good resources. So Amarle funav, so Zvulun said to God, Rabbono Shalom, Mimo Diani, but everybody's gonna come take my resources. No one's gonna, how am I gonna get paid? And people are gonna come, they're gonna fish, people are gonna take the sand. How am I gonna be able to profit on that? So Amarlo, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, Simon Zei Yelecha, Kol Anotam Imcha Belodamim, Eino Moyel Prakma. God says, no, listen, I'm going to make with you a sign that anybody who takes it without paying, so then they will not be successful in their endeavors. So God tries to reassure Zvulun that even though he doesn't have land, which is great for agriculture, but he has some very precious commodities in his land, and he'll be all right. But now the Gemara asks, but if Kitron is really Tzipore, and that's Kitron we know for sure was in the land of Zvulun, so what was Zvulun all upset about? Tzipori is very good land. It's a great city. So what's Zvulun all upset about? Maybe you'll tell me it was good land, but it's not flowing with milk and honey. The praise of Eretz Yisrael is that it's Zavas Chalav Udvash. So Zvulun wanted land that was Zavas Chalav Udvash, flowing with milk and honey. Rashi writes something amazing, by the way. Rashi writes that flowing with milk and honey means that you have goats, goats. I don't know that when we think about flowing with milk and honey, we think about goats, but you have goats that eat the figs, because remember, dvash in the Bible, dvash in the Chumash is not talking about when we say that it's dvash chalav dvash, that we say that Eretz Yisrael is flowing with milk and honey. It's not talking about bee honey. It's talking about fig, right, that you take from the figs. So Rashi says that that they used to, the goats would eat the figs, and the figs would be so juicy that it would flow out, and then you'd get milk from the goats, and so you had zavas chalav u'dvash. That's what Rashi here describes. V'chitem et lespa zavas chalav u'dvash. Maybe Zvolun said my land might be okay, but it's not zavas chalav u'dvash. But the Reish Lakish said that Tzipori has so much flowing of milk and honey. Shisha Asar Mil, 16 mil by 16 mil. That's how big the portion of flow that of Tzipori that was flowing of milk and honey. And maybe you'll say, oh, that sounds like a nice thing, but comparative to the other brothers, then there are sections of land, so it's not a lot. But it's not true, because V'amar Rabba Rachana said, I saw the section of Eretz Yisrael that was Vas Chalav U'Dvash, the whole thing. And it measures from Bekube until Tulbakni. Esrin Vitartin Parsi Orka was 22 parsa long, Upus Yeshisa Parsi, and 6 parsa wide. And so when you do the math, I'm not going to work through it right now, you'll see that the flowing of milk and honey of Tzipori was a significant amount. So what was Zvulun all upset about? If Kitron is really Tzipori, so afilu achi sados ukrama madifole. So the answer is, you know what Zvulun was upset? Because he wanted fields and vineyards. He ended up with mountains and valleys. He ended up with good commodities, but he wanted fields and vineyards. And that's what the pasuk says, that Zvulun was upset because he saw Naphtali's portion, which had these great fields, and that's what got him upset. Shramino, we learn from there that really it's correct that Kitron really is Tzipori, and Zvulun was still upset because he didn't like that he had these commodities as opposed to fields. He would have preferred to have fields. Amar Rabbi Abavohu. Rabbi Abavohu said, the Ekron Teyaker, when the Pasuk says that Ekron will be uprooted, Zu Kesari Bas Edom, it's talking, Ekron is really Kesari. You see, the Gemara is talking about cities that are called by other names. So here it's talking about Kesari. When the Pasuk says Ekron, Ekron is really Kesaria, right? Which was the city of Edom. Shehi Yosheves Ben Acholos, which was built on the beaches. Kesaria today is still on the beaches. V'yosa Yesei Tkua Yisrael, and it was a city that from which the Jewish people got much difficulty, in the days of the Assyrian Greeks. And when the Hasmoneans arose, Vinitzchum, and they conquered the Assyrian Greeks, so then they changed the name of the city from Kesari to Achidas Migdal Shir. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Maidich Sevasi Yosi Dama Mipiv, Shikutsav Mibain Shinov, and Ishar Gamul Elokeinu. So now that we were just talking about the Hasmoneans conquering Kesaria, so we describe the fall of other cities. So Vasi Rosi Dama Mipiv, I remove the blood from the mouth, Shikutsav Mibain Shinov, and the disgusting things from its teeth, and Ishar Gamul Elokeinu, and it will remain to God. Vasi Rosi Dama Mipiv, Zebes Bamaya Shelahen, Vishikutsav Mibain Shinov, Zebes Galia Shelahen. So when these cities will be conquered, so we're talking about the Rashi says the different houses of idol worship that exist. And those will be destroyed, but what's left over will be the Bate Kinesios, the shuls, and the Bate Medrash that will stay in Edom. Again, we're going to talk about similar kinds of psukim, also about Ekron, which again, which is Kesaria. So it'll be Ke'aluf Biuda, like officers in Yudah, Ekron Kivusi, and Ekron will be like Yivusi. Yivusi is a reference here to Yerushalayim. So Eilo Tadrios Kisari Shabbat Edom Shasid and Sarei Yehuda Lilmod Behen Torah Berabim. This is talking about different kinds of gathering places. Tosis discusses exactly what kind of gathering places they were, whether they were places of idol worship or they were just gathering halls in general. And so these great gathering halls will eventually be used to learn Torah in public. I don't know, when I read this Gemara, it occurred to me, you know, I was thinking about like the Siyam Hashas, you know, like in Madison Square Garden and in the Meadowlands in Giant Stadium. I'm saying you're already starting to see, you know, maybe you're starting to see that great gathering areas and halls are being used for teaching Torah in public. I'm not sure. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Leshem Zupamayis, and Ekron Teyoker Zu Kesar Sari Bas Edom. She saw Metropolitan Shel Malachim. That Ekron Teyaker, again, like we just learned, is again talking about Kesari of Edom, which was this great city of kings. Ika da Amri de Marbi Bamalachi. And some said, no, it's that Kesaria had a lot of kings. Ika da Amri de Mukmi Me Malki. And some said, no, that was the place where they used to inaugurate kings. Kesari of Yerushalayim. And now, Kesari and Yerushalayim, Im Yomer Lecha Adam Charvu Shtein Al Tamin. If somebody says that they're both destroyed, don't believe them. Yashvu Shtein, both well inhabited, Al Tamin, also don't believe them. Charva Kesari, Vyashvu Yerushalayim, or Charvu Yerushalayim, Vyashvu Kesari, if one is built and one is destroyed, then Tamin, then you should believe them. Shenamar, Emla. Emala'ah, I think that's what the pasuk is. I think that it is Emala'ah. Imala'ah, sorry. Imala'ah, right? Imala'ah, charava. That I will fill up, which is destroyed. In Malayazu, charvazu, if one is destroyed, one will be full. In Malayazu, charvazu, if the other one is full, the other will be destroyed. So there's this constant battle between Kesaria, between Edom, and Yerushalayim and the Jewish people. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehocha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, yeah, you get the same thing from a different pasuk. That there'll constantly always be this war between Edom and the Jewish people. Rav Yitzchak may dechsiv Yuchan Rasha bal lomad tzedek. When the pasuk says Yuchan Rasha bal lomad tzedek, pasuk in Yeshaya, right? What is that pasuk talking about? Again, we're talking about Edom and the Jewish people. So Amar Yitzchak lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak said to God, Ribono Shalom, Yuchan Esav, let's have compassion on Esav. That's what Yitzchak asked. Amar lo, Rashu, God said he's wicked. Amar lo, Balo Matzedek, Yitzchak said, can nobody learn, you know, righteousness for Esav? Can nobody help him? Nobody defend him? Amar lo, God said to him, Be'eretz lechos yuval, he's going to destroy Yerushalayim. Amar lo, Yitzchak said, if he's going to destroy Yerushalayim, im kein, bal yera gavos Hashem. Okay, fine. So then he's not going to see the glory of God. Again, you see this battle between Esav descendants and Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsiv, al titein Hashem me'avai resha zvimu al tafak yiru musela. Again, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. And what is the pasuk talking about? Amar Yaakov lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, al titein le'esav arasha tavas libo. Don't give Esav the desire of his heart to destroy Knesset Yisrael. Zvimu al tafak, don't remove his nose ring. So what's the nose ring? Zu germamia. This is germamia. I think that some say it's talking about Germany, but zu germamia shel Edom. Right, this is talking about Germania, which is a place in Edom. Shel malehin yotzin machriven kol olam kulo. Because if Germania gets out, it'll destroy the whole world. Va'amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina tchlas meyakatiri taga ika beGermania. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said there are 300 katire. It's like crowns, like princes, right in Germania and shel Edom of Edom utchlas meyavishisin v'chamisha merzavne ika berome. And there are 365 princes, right, or officers in Rome. Uvechol yomei nafki hani lape hani umaktil chad meinayu. And every day one goes and kills the other, meaning they're killing each other. Umitrade luukmei malka. And then they have to appoint a new king. The point is that's why Germania can't get its act together, because they have problems with succession. They're always killing each other, and as a result they can't go out. But if they all got together, then they would go out and destroy the world. Again, the Gemara up until this point has just been talking about, we started with discussion of cities that have different names. We moved from there. We got to Ekron, right? Kesari, and we started this talking about the constant battle and rise and fall of Edom and Yerushalayim, Edom and the Jewish people. And that's how we reached this point, talking about this place, Germania of Edom. Okay, good. Fast tonight. Very nice.